This is getting on for 35, 40 years ago, 38 years ago. I bought a three-bedroom terraced house at £6,500. And I was doing quite well in my job. I've been in university, I got a good job, I was earning higher than the national average, as graduates tend to do. My wife was pregnant at the time, so I could see that her income was going to stop. All the things your parents tell you not to do, we were doing, you know. I couldn't afford to buy, but in the end I borrowed £500. I was renting a bed sit. I couldn't afford to protect the deposit, so I borrowed £500 from the company, and paid that back out of my salary, obviously, over a couple of years, and then got a mortgage, £6,000 mortgage to buy this property, put £500 down as a deposit. That same young man today, in the same situation, in the same location in southwest London, I bought in Molesey in Surrey, with his salary adjusted for inflation, would not be able to buy, would only be able to buy, if he was lucky, a one-bedroom flat in the same location. Now that's the way.
And yours was a three-bedroom house.
Yeah, I bought a three-bedroom terraced house, and today the same young man, same job. So really, what I'm trying to say is the problems for first-time buyers have been, you know, a problem for some years, and we do need some imaginative thinking.